BlogTalkZone.com.
Mike Northwebio Productions presents Barely Legal, featuring former Chicago Bear Robin Earl and Mike's guy, attorney David Spada, talking NFL football and legal issues in the NFL. Whoa.
Oh, hell yeah!
Wow, what a beautiful day here in the Chicagoland area. Looks like we might just get two sunny days back to back. Good morning and welcome back, everyone. This is the Barely Legal Show, and we are back better than ever. I'm Robin Earl, former fullback and tight end for your Chicago Bears, and I'll be co-hosting the show today. And alongside me each week is my partner and good friend and one of the best attorneys in all of Chicago, David Spada. David, I sure hope the listeners woke up every day this week, pulled up the bootstraps, and got after it. As I mentioned on the show last week, if you get up each morning and yell out, "Damn, I feel great," it will definitely get your day off to a positive start. Each week, the Barely Legal Show is brought to you by the Mike North Webbio Productions, Next Step Medical Group, Stewart's Coffee, and did you know people who are middle-aged, a couple cups of coffee each day drastically reduces the odds of you getting dementia. The experts say as much as 50%, so make sure you brew up lots of Stewart's Coffee. And, of course, we are sponsored by the Liberty Chicago WiMAX team, where you can join the power of three and be assured of no more slamming and cramming by the big telephone companies that get away every day. And of slamming and cramming, of course. And when you sign up to the Liberty International Digital Home Phone Service for only $24.95 each month with no contracts, no taxes, and keep your same phone number, and you get unlimited calling anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico with over 20 free call features. And here's the power of three. When you refer three customers, your phone service is absolutely free. For more information on that, you can go to my website, robinearl.net. And, of course, a big thank you goes out to Scott Flesher, the guy behind the glass, who keeps us all running smoothly each week. Well, we're joined in studio today by a very good friend of mine and former teammate, Bob Avellini. Hey, thanks for coming on board today, Bob.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob. I'm looking forward to it.
He was going to Dunkin' Donuts. It's National Donut Day today.
Is it really?
They were telling me we walked in. I was looking at the donuts we brought in here, and Matt Weber from Webby was trying to steal some of them.
Okay, if I would have known that, I would have been a little bit later.
There we go. We got you cued in now. You know, Scott was frantically waving at me behind the glass and saying, "Hey, Bob's voice ain't on." Hey, anyway, yeah, welcome.
Okay, welcome in
studio today, Bob.
My pleasure.
You know, we had a pretty good day yesterday. Of course, you know, I've been in Chicago now 32. You're probably going on about 34 years, 35 years.
I stopped counting.
And you're a very avid golfer, and I know you love it. You know, you've been a member at a couple of country clubs in the area and so forth. And yesterday you were gracious enough to drive all the way down to Ron Kittle's golf outing, which is kind of south, right?
Where was it at?
Yeah.
It was at Briar Ridge in Sherrillville or Merrillville, Indiana?
Yeah, Sherrillville, Indiana. Yeah. What a beautiful course. And what about those houses that surrounded that golf course?
Oh, yeah, beautiful houses.
How many of them did you hit, Robin?
No, well, I might have hit one swimming pool. I'm not quite sure.
So who played yesterday in the outing?
Oh, shoot. We had...
The so-called celebrities are guys like, you know, myself, Robin Earl. But there was Carlton Fisk, so I guess he'd be obviously Kittle.
The Moose was out there, Moose Gowron, Manny Minuso. Of course, they didn't really play because, you know, they felt that their games are kind of going to the crapper. But we had a lot of former Cubs out there. Rich Nye, Paul Popovich, by the way, who will be on here in the second segment. We're going to talk some Cubs baseball. What else we have out there? They said there was about 30, wasn't there?
Yeah, you know what? We're fortunate enough to get invited to about a dozen of these events a year. And actually, Ron Kittle's outing is as good as anybody's. The Baseball Cancer Research has a great golf outing. The NFL Retired Players Association, we have a very nice outing at Highland Park Country Club, I think it is this year. So,
do you know the dates on that yet?
I should know, but I want to say it's like July 7th. I'm not sure, but that would be something that would be nice to let your listeners know.
I know we went to the Cancer Charities Golf on a Monday, and you had Dan Hampton out there and Billy Pierce. the one Bob Miller runs. It was excellent out there. Yeah, IND was one of the co-sponsors.
Right, that was a real nice outing. I played with a bunch of great guys, and I guess, you know, we got lucky because the weather storm went around us, whereas up in Lake Forest, they had another outing up there for the Chicago Bears, and according to Bill Winnington, by the way, did attend the outing.
I thought it was just for former Bears or current Bear players.
Well, he lives in Lake Forest, so that works out, but he was also at the Ron Kittle outing yesterday. He said it by the eighth hole, it poured so bad and the temperature dropped like 20 degrees and they had to all get off the golf course.
It is the summertime here in Chicago, isn't it?
Well, that's why I opened up, hey, we might get lucky and get two sunny days in a row.
Right.
But anyway, let's
talking about sunny guys here and sunny days here. What about Jay Cutler here? He's getting ripped in the Sun Times.
Yeah, he is, and I just wanted to, and I'm glad Bob's in studio here to get, today because I want to get his impression on this, but the reporter in the Sun-Times, Neil Hayes, the article came out this week talking about, hey, Jay, don't flame the fans. And apparently, Bob, they are not exactly happy sometimes with some of the things that it's his mannerisms, or maybe he's not smiling enough, not signing some autographs, but how do you take it?
Well, you know, it is amazing how the media can either fall in love with you or dislike you. And it could just be a media thing. In other words, I've known a lot of players who've really had bad reputation with the media, and they're great guys. And I've also known the other way around. I've known guys who are real jerks, and for some reason the media really sucks up to them. So, you know, who knows what, maybe Jay Cutler, you know, didn't give a media request in terms of, you know, answering the questions that they want him to answer, so they want to write something like this. You know, I guess if I was an agent or if I was an advisor to somebody, I'd say, you know what, try to, you know, if anybody be nice to the media. Unfortunately, that's the environment that we live in, that a lot of times perception is really, may not be reality. I've never met Jay Cutler. I don't want to pretend to, you know, give him make a judgment on him one way or the other. But I guarantee you, if he comes to town and he wins, you know, they don't care if he acts like Terrell Owens. They
look at
really
this.
Don't
they're
care.
Making Jim McMahon out to be a saint here. He was similar to Cutler here from what they're talking about. Cutler, he was very cold, all about me, not the best people person. It's just my perception.
But he was a good teammate.
Yeah, Jim McMahon was a good teammate, he's a guy's guy. I mean, now, some people don't like guy's guys. And so that, that could rub people the wrong way. But, I think that they make a notice of Walter Payton in the article. You know, Walter was a great football player. And why can't we just leave it at that? I mean, there's, you know, we all have our kind of, how should I say, just that we're not perfect.
Dark sides.
Yeah, none of us are perfect. And Walter wasn't a saint. Nobody. I don't know anybody that really is a saint. I mean, Mike Singletary's a great guy and everything like that, but he's no saint either.
Isn't the coach a saint, Ditka?
According to the people of Chicago, I think they think he walks on water, and I don't think he can do that either.
Hey, I played golf with a saint yesterday. I played with the first priest. And I'll mention his name later in the show, but that was the first time, you know. And you know what was great about this guy? He was just like one of us, you know.
Right.
I know he didn't have his black suit and his collar on and so forth. But man, I tell you, Reverend Bill Etheridge is his name here. I hope I pronounced that right, Etheridge. And boy, can he swing a club! This guy's a great golfer.
I've met a few priests that I think they have a lot of time on their hands.
Here's the thing. I mean, the pastor, when I was at St. Vincent's, he would golf 2 to 3 times a week because all the parishioners would take him out. You would say from the pulpit, I love golfing, and tell the people that. And it was like basically your obligation to take the pastor out at least once a year. So basically he's playing golf all the time.
Playing golf.
Which they deserve it. They're not getting paid.
Absolutely.
Unless you're Reverend Wright.
Yeah. plus you would think that the only day they really work is Sunday, right? So why not? They've got plenty of time to go and play golf.
Exactly. They go to the hospitals a couple times during the week for the anointing of the sick, and then they play golf. Kind of like the former Bear players.
Yeah. I'll, we'll talk just briefly here on Jake Cutler, then we'll get off that subject a little bit. But, Dave, you and I had the opportunity to meet him at the Bear Expo here a couple of weeks ago. And I know, you know, at the Bear Expo, but we're up in the players' lounge, Bob. Okay. Yeah. Where the setting is the family and you know, everything's relaxed. You're not in all the fans grabbing you, squeezing you, so forth. But I don't know. I just didn't get a real warm, fuzzy feeling.
I asked him to sign two footballs. He signed one. I can't read what he put on there. And he ran off. Again, he was sitting with Greg Olsen, which it's nice to see him basically hanging out with the tight end, who's a vital part of the offense here. But again, he didn't seem that friendly. I mean, he was just basically in a corner with Greg, just sitting there.
Yeah.
That was it. I mean, and I heard a lot of complaints.
I'm not going to defend him, but I will say that there are times when there's so many people that, you know, want your time or want your autograph. And sometimes you have to say, you know, enough is enough, or I've got to go do something. I've seen a guy like Tiger Woods, you know, if he goes out of the locker room and wants to walk to the putting green, you know, he could be besieged by hundreds and hundreds of people. Well, there's no way he can stop and sign everybody's autograph.
Of course.
So, Robin, it's real easy with guys like, you know, maybe, you know, me and you when we were, you know, up in Platteville or in Lake Forest, and we had a handful of people who wanted our autograph.
That's right. You know, that's so about it. So David is one of them.
Yeah.
I was out there in 82 and out there in the trees, Lake Forest, in the bushes, trying to get your autographs, so I could get closer. But again, like you said, there was only one Walter Payton. Walter was a great football player, and he sat there, smiled, and signed, and people got used to that, and it's a tough act to follow. I mean, look at Gale Sayers. He's the exact opposite. He's a nice guy, but he's very quiet, reserved. He's the anti-Payton.
Well, if you're going to put Payton on a pedestal and say that, and then, you know, I don't know. I was fortunate enough to play with Walter. You know, like I say, we all have our frailties and shortcomings, but, you know, I have had some experience with, Gale Sayers, and maybe you caught him at a bad time or something like that. That's all. And I'm not defending anybody.
Gale will tell you it's a better running back than Payton.
He would tell that.
Robin will tell you that story.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, all I know, every time I saw, it seems like, did Gale ever not run for a touchdown? It just seems like every highlight film, he's running for a touchdown.
I mean, there's some great highlights.
Look at the attitudes on that 60s team. You had Gale, you had Ditka, you had some characters on that team.
Well, all I know, you know what's funny? It's kind of like the 69 Cubs, where they have like, they want three or four or five guys in the Hall of Fame, but they never won anything.
Never won anything.
I don't think Gale Sayers or Dick Butkus, you know, those were two great players, but they didn't win anything.
Not a thing in the NFL. What'd they go, 1-15 in 69?
They only played 12 games. They were 1-11. They were 12, 1-11 or something like that.
Because when you guys started, it was what, 14 games?
Yeah, I was 14.
I was 14 in 75. Yeah. There were 14 games then. Yeah.
We are the Barely Legal Show, and we are streaming live from TalkZone.com, and we're so happy to have former Chicago Bear quarterback Bob Avellini in with us. If you want to call in, our phone number here is 888-463-6748. That's 888-463-6748. And if you can't remember the numbers, just 888-GO-FOR-IT, GOFORIT. Kind of cool there, right, Bob?
Very catchy. I can't understand how anyone could ever forget the phone number.
Kind of like our show name here, Barely Legal.
Yeah, Barely Legal.
Someone asked us at the golf outing, how did you come up with that name?
Well,
I looked at my golf. Well, I'm the attorney. Yeah. Robin's a former bear. Then they looked at me, and they said, oh.
Yeah, they got it.
Another brain surgeon.
But then again, when you Google up Barely Legal, there's a couple porn sites you got to be careful about too, right?
Depending on how you spell barely, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's why it's B-E-A-R-L-Y, Barely Legal Show. Anyway, I tell you, with the OTAs going on right now, Bob, and you know, we didn't have those sort of things when, you know, I mean, I had to have an off-season job just to help pay the mortgage.
Yeah, right. We weren't paid $2 million a year either. And I'm not bemoaning what they get, because the money is there and they should be getting that kind of money.
Damn right.
But, you know, if it's a year-round job right now for the players, that's great. I mean, you know, like I say, they should be able to survive on $2 million a year and come to these, is that what they're called? OTAs?
OTAs, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Are they voluntary or?
I think they're mandatory.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But they get paid.
They get paid for those.
Absolutely.
They go from the OTAs to the OTBs.
Hey, you know what, Robin? Remember when we were playing like during training camp, we were getting $400 a week.
Rookies were getting $200. Right.
We get $400 a week. I mean, and in the meantime, even if you played in front of 60,000 people, it didn't matter. We got our $400 a week. That's what it was. So it's amazing with the, I remember one year we had seven preseason, they call them preseason. They're really exhibition games. They're really meaningless and they don't really help that much at all. But we had seven one year.
That was 1977. I remember it because that was my rookie year.
Oh, okay.
And then we had the Hall of Fame game. We had
the
Hall of Fame game against the Jets. Okay.
Right.
And then we had six preseason and literally it seemed like 2 days lasted forever. That was like 2 months of 2 days. It was unbelievable.
It did help somebody. It helped the McCaskies make some money because they charged full price for those preseason games.
Of course. But the one positive thing, we got paid $400 a week. So 400 times seven. So that we got $2,800 for that preseason. So we felt really pretty good.
And when we come back from the break, we could talk about you guys getting some more money here. I see that the former retired players are going to get some money from a lawsuit that was just settled yesterday.
Holy cow. Bob, are we going to get a piece of that or what?
Holy after cow. After the attorneys get their money,
whoa,
you'll get a small piece.
Allison turnover in his grave. Anyway, we'll be back in a break.
Attention employers of medical professionals and medical professionals looking for new employment opportunities. Do you ever think about how much time and money you spend searching for the perfect candidate to add to your medical team? Do you ever wonder what other career opportunities are out there for you, but you're too exhausted at the end of your day to look? Then you need to contact Next Step Medical Staffing. At Next Step, the medical professional can count on us to alleviate the stress of searching for a new job. And for all your employment managers, we ensure we provide you with the most qualified candidate to meet your medical staffing need. We assist our clients and medical professionals to fill staffing needs in the areas of nursing, allied health, physician, clinical research, psychiatric, and federal staffing services. Call 1-877-6-NEXT-STEP or find us on the web at nmsstaffing.com. Let our professional staff show you we are your next step in solving your medical staffing and career needs.
Need sound legal advice? If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or on the job, or received a traffic ticket, then call me, Attorney David Spada. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't represent yourself. Ensure your rights are protected. Call me, David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. You can also download my sports and legal show, Barely Legal, with former pro football player Robin Earl on TalkZone.com.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss, or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit northtonorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.